London, a city in words. Every country has its capital, its centre for governance and culture. Only a few capitals can lay claim to being known the world over. London is one of the few. Its sense and scale of history, its rich, diverse culture, its triumphs and its failures, and most of all, its people provide the world with an enduring mark of mankind striving to make good, to make better. This collection gathers together some of the great poems and stories about London. Our writers, including Dickens, Thackeray, Matthew Arnold, Joseph Conrad, Virginia Woolf, Thomas Hardy, and others, place their works firmly on the map of this, the great city of London. London by William Blake. I wandered through each chartered street, near where the chartered Thames does flow, a mark in every face I meet, marks of weakness, marks of woe. In every cry of every man, in every infant's cry of fear, in every voice, in every ban, the mind-forged manacles I hear. How the chimney sweepers cry, every blackening church appalls, and the hapless soldier's sigh runs in blood down palace walls. But most, through midnight streets, I hear how the youthful harlot's curse blasts the new-born infant's tear, and blights with plagues the marriage hearse.
Scenes in London 1. Piccadilly by Letitia Elizabeth Landon. The sun is on the crowded street. It kindles those old towers where England's noblest memories meet of old historic hours. Vast, shadowy, dark and indistinct, tradition's giant fane, whereto 1,000 years are linked in one electric chain. So stands it when the morning light first steals upon the skies, and shadowed by the fallen night the sleeping city lies. It stands with darkness round it cast, touched by the first cold shine, vast, vague and mighty as the past of which it is the shrine. 'Tis lovely when the moonlight falls around the sculptured stone, giving a softness to the walls, like love that mourns the gone. Then comes the gentlest influence the human heart can know, the mourning over those gone hence to the still dust below. The smoke, the noise, the dust of day have vanished from the scene. The pale lamps gleam with spirit ray o'er the park's sweeping green. Sad shining on her lonely path, the moon's calm smile above seems as it lulled life's toil and wrath with universal love. Past that still hour and its pale moon, the city is alive. It is the busy hour of noon when man must seek and strive. The pressure of our actual life is on the waking brow. Labour and care, endurance, strife, these are around him now. How wonderful the common street, its tumult and its throng, the hurrying of the 1,000 feet that bear life's cares along. How strongly is the present felt with such a scene beside. All sounds in one vast murmur melt the thunder of the tide. All hurry on, none pause to look upon another's face. The present is an open book, none read, yet all must trace. The poor man hurries on his race his daily bread to find. The rich man has yet wearier chase for pleasures hard to bind. All hurry, though it is to pass for which they live so fast. What doth the present but amass the wealth that makes the past? The past is round us, those old spires that glimmer o'er our head. Not from the present is their fires, their light is from the dead. But for the past, the present's powers were waste of toil and mind, but for those long and glorious hours which leave themselves behind.